Chapter 4. Then there is the urination. I walked nervously up and down Sanlitun. Just as Sue had said, it was the kind of dinky bar street you'd find in a second-tier city like Baltimore or Omaha. Having lived in Beijing on and off for 15 years, she could pin down the squirming, fluttering city with the most offhand comment. To me, the city still seemed enormous and elusive. Baltimore or Omaha. I'd never been to either city, but I could imagine its bar streets looking like this. Narrow, only a few blocks long, and lined with nearly identical cubby holes, each as scantily decorated with strings of Bud Light pennants and blue and yellow sunflower tablecloths as the next. Under a sunless afternoon sky, skinny, black-clad boys were lazily putting out white plastic tables for the evening. The bars had sprung up like mushrooms in the Embassy District 3 years before. First came alcohol and moneyed expatriates, then alfresco dining, rich Chinese men, beautiful Chinese women, drunkenness, disorderly conduct, prostitution, taxis, live bands, Western pop music, pirated CD and DVD vendors, mutton kebab stands, outdoor clothing stalls, and street children selling red roses. The street stayed awake for hours after the rest of the city went to sleep. Sue told me the complaints of angry local residents had recently put an 11 o'clock curfew on the loud music and the outdoor tables. I was here because the bar street was on the brink of demolition. That was the rumor, at least, the same one that reared its head every few months, Sue had said. The locals hated the bar street, and, more important, the government couldn't properly collect taxes from the cash-only bars. The street was doomed. This time, it was for real. She had heard that the city government was going to demolish the bars and build a hulking complex called the Sanlitun Mansions. The demolition would devastate the social lives of thousands of expatriates. This was cover story material. The street may have been dinky, but friends who had been in Beijing since the early 1990s told me not to complain. Back then, there hadn't even been a single restaurant open after 9 o'clock at night. It was best not to get the old-timers started about Beijing's past. Veterans of the 1980s were even worse. Back then, Sue had had a sinecure as an English editor at a Chinese magazine.